Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
One of the greatest spoken word intros in American music history. And he lived in Connecticut most of his life. The great, the late Meatloaf. I'm Morgan Cunningham, and yes, tonight we're going to have not that much of a hot summer night, but a good summer night, and I will be outside. I will be at one of my club-type parties, right? And it will be the last time of the year that I will wear white pants. So, listen, I take that rule seriously. Come Labor Day, no more white clothes. White dress shirt, that's okay. White pants, white suit, that gets mothballed until next year. And tonight's my last opportunity to wear it for the season. So for those of you who are always commenting on my wardrobe and my pocket squares and whatnot, if there's white, it goes away after tonight for me. That's it. Morgan Cunningham with you on Spotlight Connecticut. Hello, everybody, on this Saturday afternoon. I want to start off by saying that I'm sending out my thoughts and well wishes to those affected in some way by the deadly and destructive flooding that took place in Western Connecticut a week ago. I was asked on WCBS, and I'm going to talk about them in a moment. This past week I was on, they invited me to come on a few times and talk about the flooding and how it impacted Southwestern Connecticut. I was asked if people expected that, and I answered no. We expected there to be rain, okay, and when there's rain, we could expect the risk, at least, of some level of flooding. The destruction that we did have and how widespread it was from Stamford and Norwalk all the way up to Danbury, Woodbury, Greater Waterbury. I mean, it was incredible the amount of space that that storm impacted and how it particularly damaged Southbury and Oxford, left them in absolute shambles. Killed at least 2 people. A 3rd person may be linked to the destructive flooding, the deadly flooding that occurred. So I'm just starting off with my thoughts and my well wishes to all of our listeners in that part of the state. However you are impacted, I really am thinking of you. It's something that we covered very closely this past week on WTIC. We'll continue to cover it. And there will be, no doubt, many more happenings, many more developments in that particular story. Exactly 1 week before, and this blows my mind as well, I'm usually not in that area of the state too much, and I was traveling through. I had a long drive home. I said, I want some McDonald's. And I happened to see an advertisement on the highway for McDonald's in Southbury. So I went to the Southbury McDonald's, the one that is 100 Main Street North, ring a bell. That's where a lot of the flooding ended up taking place exactly a week after I had been there. And fun fact, just to keep things light, because I know it's been a very serious topic, for those of you who are McDonald's fans, and from time to time I'll eat McDonald's, right? I'm not eating it every single day, just to be clear. But I'm kind of a fan of some McDonald's things. I've got some of their old glasses, literally glass from the 90s. This is one of the rare McDonald's in Southbury that does not have a drive-thru. Not one car can drive around this McDonald's at all and get served. You must go in. It's part of a plaza. You have to go into this McDonald's. It's rare that you come across one of those. I was not expecting it at all. And inside, the people couldn't have been nicer. It was also a spot where teens apparently like to hang out, at least on a Sunday evening. But again, my thoughts and well wishes and prayers to everybody affected in Western Connecticut a week ago. I had mentioned WCBS. They had their goodbye tribute on Thursday from 10 to 11. I mentioned it last week on Spotlight Connecticut because, guess what? There are many Connecticut listeners who depended not only on WTIC 1080, us, but also our friends and our sister station at WCBS. I often relied on them. I collaborated with them, emailing back and forth as the weeks and the years went on. They were a tremendous resource, not just to listeners, but to me and our team behind the scenes in gathering information. The network there, the partnership that we had, very strong. Definitely, on one hand, I am so sad to hear that goodbye show, but it was done so well. And at least they had the chance to do it. As I mentioned last week, many people do not get the chance to say goodbye in broadcasting, radio, or television. They did, and they couldn't have done it in a classier way. Not to mention, there is a second goodbye show that debuted this morning. And that show, the one that debuted this morning and the one from Thursday midday, will be continuing until 11:45 tomorrow night. And then morning anchor Wayne Cabot will do the final sign-off. Again, breaks my heart that they have to say goodbye, that they are saying goodbye, but they're doing it in the best of way possible. So I encourage our Connecticut listeners to just check them out at some point this weekend and give a listen. The University of Connecticut continues its move-in weekend while all of that is going on. The class of 2028 making its way to Connecticut. You've got about 6,500 incoming first-year freshmen joining UConn at its campuses. 4,500 going to be in stores. The rest are going to be at the campuses in Stamford, Hartford, Waterbury, and Avery Point. Those are all nice campuses, may I add. UConn's largest freshman class, receiving over 60,000 applications from around the world. Sets a record for them, no doubt. And this year's freshman class comes from 156 of the state's 169 towns and cities. They come from 43 states and 92 countries. How about that? For those of you looking to make a connection, I know it's tough these days. We're all glued to our phones. We shouldn't be, but we are. And Jill Dunn of Jillinet Matchmaking down in Fairfield County, we do this every week. She is trying to help people get to know one another in person. If you're looking to make that connection, if you're looking for the right match, and she's seeking an exceptional match for her intelligent and active client, Initial K. K is 36 years old, honest, sensitive, relaxed, with a good sense of humor. He is an avid traveler, both domestically and internationally, likes to hike, sports in general, festivals, breweries, board games, museums, spending time with families and friends and all of that. He likes to also brew beer for fun. And he's looking for a lady between the ages of 27 and 39. She's honest and intelligent, easygoing, family-oriented, honest, adventurous, open to a long-term committed partnership. So if this may be a match for you, as I always urge, reach out to hello@jillinet.com. Jill comes on my show every year around Valentine's Day, not to celebrate couples, but to celebrate couples that may be in the making, right? hello@jillinet.com. She'll help you out. Next week on Spotlight Connecticut, WTIC's Mike Allen is going to join us, but sadly not from Air One, but he will be joining us at least over the phone for another edition of the Broadcaster at 100. We're going to continue our series as WTIC slowly but surely moves toward 100 years of broadcasting as a community service to all of Connecticut. He's going to talk about being a traffic reporter with his eye literally in the sky. And up next, Susie McGuire, founder of the Poop Museum. P-O-O-P, poop, I said it. It's been traveling through Connecticut, around the country, and I think it's starting to go around the world. We're going to clarify that in a little bit. Susie is going to tell us what we can learn from poop and how she teaches kids about it. In just a moment on WTIC News Talk 1080, I'm Morgan Cunningham, and find me on socials at MC News Talk. Drop me a line there.
WTIC in Hartford.
Spotlight Connecticut is where you heard this.
EVs don't seem to be as efficient for traveling. So my question is, what's being done to speed up that process?
Marty?
Typical EV battery is about 400 volts. We are actually looking at the next generation in the industry around 800 volts, which would then allow even faster charging.
Find the Spotlight Connecticut podcast on Odyssey. That's Audacy, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poop, I've been saying that word all week. Poop, leading up to this show with Susie McGuire. She is the founder of the Poop Museum, which came to Connecticut this summer. And I don't know when it will come back to Connecticut. It's a traveling exhibit, something also that's available online. But it is an interesting resource. It did get a lot of attention as it moved through Connecticut this summer. And I am honored to say that as Susie is wrapping up her exhibit here in the States, at least in Connecticut, I'm happy to have her on the show. You know, Susie, this is a word that I used all week long, and I felt weird about doing it, but at the same time, I didn't. How do you do it all the time?
Well, I genuinely and unapologetically love poop.
Okay.
It's easy.
You have been on television. You have been in newspapers. I have seen the coverage. And I really do believe that what you just said, that you love poop, is true. But where did this come from?
Well, you know, I'm a complete science geek and I'm an educator. And I grew up, the first 8 years of my life was me and my four brothers. Who came along in rapid succession. So there was just always poop. And it was just kind of part of the family. We were always laughing about poop. We were just very lavatorial. And it just continued through my life. I loved Mr. Hankey from South Park.
Oh, that's great.
We sent clients that year. We sent all our business consulting clients. We had sent them all Mr. Hankey, the Christmas poo. I don't know. I just always found it funny. And then when I started working with children, you know, I was just aware that they have questions. And one day I was writing a silly story for my nephew, Henry, who we had we used to have a back and forth lavatorial potty joking thing. And I was writing a story and the idea for the Poop Museum just fell in my head. And I launched it that same day online and my life has just never been the same.
When you say never been the same, there have been that many people interested in the Poop Museum, Susie?
Yeah, well, I did online for 2.5 years. I had 15,000 kids from 80 countries. And I think now, like this time last year, I started calling libraries and saying, so I have this thing. Would you be interested? And I think now the count is 150 libraries where I've been. So, you know, it's been phenomenal.
Many of them here in Connecticut. You just spent, the last month or two going through Connecticut?
I was actually only in Connecticut for 2 weeks, 1 week in June, 1 week in July. But
okay.
I was doing like three libraries a day. And
Because so I saw the list, I said, there's no way she's covering all of this ground in a short period of time, but I guess I was wrong.
Yep. No, I did. Two weeks, and it was unbelievably fabulous.
These kids, the kids that are going to this at libraries and wherever else you may be able to bring this traveling museum to, what do you think they want to find out about it, right? Because I've seen the pictures, I've seen the coverage. You talk to so many kids. Obviously, they're interested in the topic. They make jokes about it all the time. They maybe don't know a whole lot about it. And you're going there to teach them. What do they want to learn?
They have the most amazing questions. Why is poop stinky? Why is poop brown? How does poop get made? How long does it take to make poop? What colors are there of poop? How many different types of poop are there? Who is the world's biggest pooper? Just so many wonderful, amazing, super intelligent questions.
And you have answers for these?
I do.
Okay. Now, your exhibit, your demonstration, when you go before, say, a group of 30 kids.
Yeah.
You have stuffed animals with you.
I do.
Could you explain that?
So I use the animals to help me explain. Really, I have puppets or props for every single creature that I talk about. And it's super helpful because things like, so we usually start talking about aphid poop, and aphids are one of the most prolific poopers on the planet because they poop their body weight every 2 hours, but it is a sweet and tasty liquid called honeydew, and ants like to eat it. Ants love to eat it.
Okay.
And
most people don't know this, I would imagine. They don't know this.
All right, and this is going on in our backyards, right? Ants love to eat the aphid poo. They actually look after the aphids like a shepherd looks after its sheep. And ladybugs like to eat the aphids. So I have a ladybug and I have an ant, and they kind of have a little fight between them. Stop eating my sweet, tasty poopers. I will never stop eating your sweet, tasty poopers.
So you do these voices. You do these voices. You narrate it for the kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have all these little stories, all these little skits. And then the ant, you know, beats up the ladybug, and it flies across the room. And the kids love it. It's just, so the props are there to help me tell the stories for each of the animals.
Do you have how many of these animals? How many of these stuffed animals?
I have a lot. I don't know.
It's a pile. You have a pile with you.
It's a massive pile, yes, because we're talking caterpillars and... oh, my goodness. There must be 25 or 30.
Okay. You have spent time researching every one of these critters?
Yes, I have. Extensively researching all these critters and their digestive systems and their eating habits. And, you know, one of the things that kids are also fascinated about is where are their butts? And, you know,
well, that's
very
question.
Different. Yeah, where are the butts? You know, octopus's butt is on the side of its head. Starfish's butt is on the top of its head. Jellyfish don't have a butt.
Well, what do they do then? What do they do?
They eat with their mouth and they poop out of their mouth.
Oh, okay. I guess I never knew that. So, never expected that.
No, and they're not the only ones. There are worms, flatworms called planarians, that also eat with their mouth and poop with their mouth. Corals also eat with their mouth and poop with their mouth. And for me, the fascinating thing is that these animals have been around. They have a long, long, long history here on Earth. Some predate dinosaurs. And the truth is that at the beginning of life on Earth, nobody had a butt. Butt is one of nature's finest evolutions, to be honest.
Well, I would say so. In that case, we don't want to go around like jellyfish.
No, we don't.
I'm sure the kids have picked up on that.
So there's so much. We are talking evolution. We are talking biology. We're talking anatomy, physiology, even chemistry. You know, there's just so many subjects that you hit talking about poop.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are going to be coming up on a break in a moment, but we'll continue to break this down. We'll talk about humans. I do actually have some questions because people found out I was doing this and they asked me, you know, I've got maybe two or three questions here. I figured everything else will just come up organically. But we are going to take a break in a moment. But if somebody wants to find you online, they have questions for you, they want to learn more about your exhibit, where do they go?
ThePoopMuseum.com. So T-H-E... poopmuseum.com. All one thing.
Are you on social media at all?
I am. Also at the Poop Museum.
Susie McGuire, she is the founder of the Poop Museum, and I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's Spotlight Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080. Never thought I'd do a show on this, but even I surprised myself. We'll be back. Hang on. My club DJ buddy, Jack. He is to blame for my addiction with this song.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Wicked Game, covered by Albin Chela and Veronica Bravo. And I'd like to send it out to not just to him, but to Derek and Cromwell, because Derek always complains about my bumper songs. Come on, Derek. Most people like them, but Derek is not a fan. I'm Morgan Cunningham. It is Spotlight Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080. Of course, you can find me on socials at MC News Talk. At MC News Talk, send me a message there. Sometimes the listeners, you never know what they're going to come up with. You never know what topic or idea they'll have and how I'll be able to react to it. So I'm always welcoming feedback. And the easiest way to get in touch with me at MC News Talk, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and also on Facebook. You'll see some videos of interest and some pictures and posts and some stories I put up from time to time. So great way to connect with me at MC News Talk. And of course, we are continuing this afternoon with Susie. Susie McGuire, the founder of the Poop Museum. It's been traveling through New England. It has been in Connecticut for about 2 weeks this summer, and I believe that she's heading back overseas, but you'll be back again in the fall, correct, here in the U.S.?
I will. Yes, I will.
Now, you are taking this program overseas, so you're going to do some shows there before you come back to the U.S.?
I don't tend to do. I'm working on my Dutch version of the program, and hoping to get that ball rolling. And we're looking at doing some programs in the UK as well. But my priority when I took it off, online it's easy. I have kids from all over the world. More than 80 countries have been to the program. But doing the program live, my priority really was the U.S. because the U.S. has a library network and a library programming approach that like nowhere else.
And we like these kinds of topics in the U.S. People don't admit it, but they like it. They don't admit it, but they like it.
It's been very popular. Libraries have been delighted to get, 3 and 4 times their normal audiences for these programs. The Poop Museum, we've overflowed parking lots and had waiting lists. And in one Connecticut town, they actually put on a second program.
Really?
Yeah, which was, I can't even tell you, I was beyond thrilled. I was like, I got a second show added.
Which town had the best kids here in Connecticut? Do you remember one that really stood out?
That would be impossible to say. I have literally been endlessly delighted by the kids and adults and librarians of Connecticut. Unbelievable. I made literal lifetime memories, lifetime treasured memories in Connecticut.
Well, I'll tell you what, Susie, I'm interested in learning a little bit more about poop. There, I said it. I was telling you off the air that people were telling me that they were so disgusted by the topic that I chose for this week. But every one of them, they said they'd be listening. Every one of them. So I know, but it's something that we all do. So, the one question I got a lot from people who heard that I was going to be doing this show, they were hoping to learn more from you about the stench. In fact, Steve Parker, our morning host this morning, he said, is she going to talk about why it stinks?
It stinks. I would be delighted to talk. It's such a good question. And it stinks for a very simple, straightforward reason. We have, our digestive system is full of bacteria, which support the breakdown, the digestion of our food, turning our food into energy, our food extracting vitamins from our energy helps make our poo. And those bacterias are giving off gases as they do all this busy work for us. And it's those gases produced by our bacterias that not only are responsible for us farting, that's where our farts come from, but a small part of those gases are sulfurous gases, the stinky ones that smell like rotten fish and rotten eggs. And that is where the stink comes from. It's thanks to our bacteria.
Well, there you go, Steve. You got your answer. And that does not vary from, one species to the next. Is that basically across the board?
Yeah. As long as, assuming not every animal species has a microbial digestive system, like, for example, octopuses do not have a microbial digestive system. So they do not have bacteria. They do not fart. They do not have gases being produced in their digestive system. But most animals do. Some exceptions, like, for example, birds who have a microbial digestive system, but not necessarily the bacteria that would make those gases, like, for example, penguins who have a very high-protein diet. And some birds, they digest so quickly that their bacteria actually don't have time to even make those gases.
I'll tell you what, Susie, I just came up with a good question. We've been talking to this point about land critters, okay? Humans, yep. Insects, birds, as you just mentioned. What about fish? Aquatic life.
So aquatically, I mean, they have, pooping underwater is very fascinating for me and for the kids that I encounter, not just because often the animals' butts are in unlikely, or seems to us, unlikely locations, or even in the case of jellyfish, they don't have a butt. They are eating with their mouth and pooping with their mouth. Or sea cucumbers, who are sort of the bottom feeders and the ocean cleaner-upperers, not only do they have a phenomenal poop, which is mostly sand that they have cleaned in the process of digestion, but they all breathe through their butts. So there are, you know, as soon as you go underwater, you find a wide variety of poopers and many different colors, like blue whales have pink poo.
Pink?
Pink, because their diet is krill, which are tiny pink creatures, and they eat them at phenomenal volumes, like maybe 40 million a day, and they poop a cloudy sort of particulated poop, which is approximately 40 gallons at a time.
What?
And it's pink.
All right, Susie, anybody who knows me, and I think this is the first time we've ever talked that you've probably ever listened to me, that you've probably ever heard me, but everybody knows that I am no longer a fan of going in the water, and for a myriad of reasons. I'm tired of it being cold, scary critters down at my feet. Here in New England, the water is dark and murky, and Lord only knows what's in there. I did go in the water in Puerto Rico, and I broke my rule, and I went beyond just putting a toe in the water, and I went full in, head under, and I had a great time, and I loved it, and I'd probably go back in the water there again, but Connecticut, Rhode Island, forget it. My question to you is, should I be concerned about poop in the water among my other concerns?
Well, in certain places, I mean, there were quite a number of beaches closed last year in the United Kingdom because of poop on the beaches. But that is, you know, wildly irresponsible sewage treatment practices that they seem to be fans of adopting in the UK at the moment.
But not necessarily because of the aquatic life.
Not because of the aquatic life, no.
Okay.
I mean, most poop is, first of all, if a shark poops, there is a huge crowd of fish immediately there to consume, to have their feast. Same with octopus food. And here is one thing that I find, it's a poop fact that should make us all be very grateful for poop in the ocean, because we have long heard that, you know, trees are what give us oxygen, but the reality, as we are recently discovering, is that probably 50 to even 70% of the oxygen that is on our planet comes from the oceans, courtesy of phytoplankton, marine algae that live at the surface, and they are part of an ecosystem entirely dependent on whale poop to grow and flourish. So, you know, every time you take a deep breath, thank you to the whales and the big, large-scale poopers of our oceans who are moving nutrients from the bottom, the deeper part of the oceans, to the surface part of our oceans, and allowing the flourishing of the phytoplanktons that are creating the oxygen that we depend on.
Here's a question for you, Susie. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC, and by the way, we're talking with Susie McGuire. She is the founder of the Poop Museum, P-O-O-P. People can't believe I'm saying it on the radio, but I am. Susie, one of the questions that I've got is for people who are trying to lose weight, anywhere from 15 to 20 pounds to 200 pounds, they wonder, where does it go? Do you have an answer?
So what's really fascinating about human poop, and I do this, talk about this in the program, is just how much food is actually in our poop. And there's, if you were to take what is the perfect human poop, the constituents would be only 7.5% food, 7.5% bacteria, 7.5% really almost leftover body parts, like, for example, red blood cells, which are replaced every 4 months, and that's a considerable volume of red blood cells. And those are sent to the large intestine to be pooped out. 75% of a perfect human poop is water, in fact. So what's happening with our food and one of the reasons why our small intestine is so long is that our food is being made into the tiniest of pieces, and then it passes through the wall of the intestine into our bloodstream, and it's our blood that is delivering our food and all the nutrition from it, vitamins and minerals. It's all delivered via our bloodstream. So our body is basically turning our food into our body. And so the only way that you are going to lose weight is to put less into the system. You're not going to poop out. I mean, you can. There are things that you can take that will prevent fats from being absorbed and by preventing your digestive system.
But it's not coming out in the poop.
As it should. But it's not coming out in your poop. Your body's the function of your digestive system is to convert into energy and materials to maintain and build your body. That's what its job is.
I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut, and she is Susie McGuire, the founder of the Poop Museum. Susie, you've got to hold on a second. We've got to take a quick break. Find me on socials at MC News Talk. Maybe you have a quick question for Susie that we can get to before the end of the hour. Find me at MC News Talk.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Recognizing the best fans on Spotlight Connecticut.
What's going on, everyone? This is Joe from Hebron, and you're listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Susie McGuire, our time is coming to a close, but we do have a question, and I'm going to ask it to you. It actually ties into something that Mythbusters did. Marty wants to know, can you polish a turd? He saw it on the show once.
I actually have a polished turd.
You do?
I do. It's a dinosaur poo from about 250 million years ago. And, of course, these dinosaur poos are rock hard. And there is I can't think where it is. Somewhere near Stonington in Connecticut, there is a dinosaur. There's I think it's probably a garden
yes.
place or a dinosaur place.
Yes.
And you can purchase dinosaur poops. You can purchase coprolites, and some of them are sort of cleaved into slices and polished. And there's a gentleman in Stonington who came to the library, and he brought me a couple of samples of his polished coprolites.
In other words, in order to do this, it has to be a fossil?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's something that people talk about, oh, you know, can't polish a turd. Well, obviously you can. Just has to be the right
one. You can. And actually, in England, in a Viking museum in York, is the largest fossilized human poop that we've ever found. It's about 8 inches by 2 inches, the product of a 9th century Viking. And it is quite highly polished.
Can you actually study and find out things from a fossil of poop?
Yes, you can. And that is one of the reasons why we know so much about dinosaurs and about ancient humans and other animals, is because you can study what they ate. Dinosaur poops, you would know whether it's a herbivore or carnivore. There would be remnants, DNA, even this fossilized human poop that's in York, they know that he had worms. Because in his poop is the eggs of two types of worms.
Well, you know, Susie, I really appreciate all of the time that you've given me today, and we're down to the final moments. Is there anything else that people should know about poop in general? I mean, this is a term that seems to get people's attention. Then they appear to be grossed out but intrigued, right? And I think that one of the big messages of your museum, the Poop Museum, not just for kids, but for adults too, is that there shouldn't be a stigma about this.
There absolutely should not be. And I really start my programs by saying to kids, you know, we tend to think about poop as brown and stinky, but there actually is sweet and tasty poop. There's poop you can play in. There's poop of every color of the rainbow. There's poop that you can, that smells like cough drops. Poop is endless. There's still poop from the.
I can't get over the pink poop that you were telling me about.
Honestly, there's and the snails can poop every color of the rainbow.
Incredible.
And rainbow poop as well. Yeah. It's fascinating. Don't be put off by the subject. Embrace the poop. Learn about the poop.
Because you can learn a lot about yourself, even.
Absolutely, a lot about ourselves. And go check out my Instagram, at the Poop Museum. Lots of videos my TikTok, at the Poop Museum. Lots of videos, lots of things to learn.
Well, you're about to head back overseas Susie. So we're going to miss you, but I know that you're going to be coming back to the States again. I don't know if you could tell people kind of in general where or how they could find you online and maybe take part of your program there.
I think just follow me. And, you know, I've got a newsletter coming out called Have I Got Poos for You? And you can sign up for the newsletter. Go to thepoopmuseum.com. All my events will be listed as and when they are booked. And, yeah, stay in touch. Ask me send me questions. I love poop questions.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next time you're back here in New England, you drop me a line. And we'll see if we can line something up again. All right, Susie?
Fantastic.
Well, happy researching.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me to talk.
Absolutely. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080. Susie McGuire there. She is the founder of the Poop Museum. It made its way through Connecticut. It has come and gone. But there is, of course, the resource, which is the internet, that you can use. Go to thepoopmuseum.com and you'll be able to learn a little bit more about her there. You know, this was a topic that I talked about when I was young. And final reminder for people, when I was young, I often thought that, well, nothing would change and that things would stay the way they were forever. And I was wrong. And of course, WCBS in New York is going bye-bye tomorrow night. And I stress that anybody in the region here, they used to listen to them and us, should listen to their goodbye programs this weekend. You don't want to miss them. They're great. Bye, everybody.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.